Today on Gardening in a Minute, chili thrips. Chili thrips are tiny insects that often go undetected but can cause serious problems in the garden. These invasive pests feed on dozens of plants, including roses, citrus, plumbago, and Indian hawthorn. They attack all above-ground growth but prefer young leaves, buds, and fruits. Common symptoms include bronzed, curled, or stunted leaves. Infested plants decline over time, and severe infestations can cause total leaf loss. You can check for chili thrips by shaking plants over a white piece of paper. The thrips are light in color with feathery wings and a dark stripe along their thorax. A number of insecticides can be used to manage chili thrips, including horticultural soaps. Always read and follow the label, and keep in mind that you may need to reapply. For more information about chili thrips and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, planting shrubs and other woody plants. Planting shrubs is a straightforward process, though most people plant them too deeply. First, make sure you've got a good place for the new plant, taking into account its mature size, soil type, soil pH, water and light needs, and other factors that might influence its growth. Dig your hole, making it at least 1.5 times wider than the root ball, but 1 inch shallower. Shave off the entire outer periphery of the root ball. Place the plant in the hole and fill the soil back around the sides of the root ball, but don't put any soil on top of it. Add mulch around the plant, but not on top of the root ball. To ensure establishment, water your new plant on a regular basis throughout its first growing season. For more information about planting shrubs and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, non-selective herbicides. Gardeners who want to manage unruly weeds can choose from a number of treatment options, including non-selective herbicides. Non-selective herbicides contain active ingredients like glyphosate or glufosinate that will kill any plants they come in contact with. They can be used to spot treat weeds in lawns or beds and can be helpful when you're renovating a lawn or creating a new landscape bed. Glyphosate and glufosinate won't persist in the soil, but some non-selective herbicides will, meaning that they'll continue to inhibit plant growth long after you spray. Don't use persistent forms in areas where you want to put in new plants. Always be sure to read the product label and follow all recommendations for application, disposal, and storage. For more information about non-selective herbicides and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, botanical plant names. Most plants have at least two names, their common name and their Latin or botanical name. Common names can be confusing, as many plants can be known by the same common name, but each botanical name is specific to one plant. The botanical naming system was developed by Carl Linnaeus, an 18th century Swedish botanist. Plants are given a first name for their genus and a second name for their species. These use a mixture of Latin, Greek, and native words. Botanical names can be difficult to pronounce, but there are numerous online sites where you can find phonetic spellings and even audio pronunciations. To get the plant you want, be sure to ask for it by its botanical name. For more information about plant names, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, saving tomato seeds. If you grow heirloom or non-hybrid tomatoes, it's easy to save seeds for next year's crop. Just cut open a ripe tomato, scoop out the seeds and gel, and then put the mixture in a glass jar with some water. Cover the jar using a paper towel and a rubber band, and then set it aside. The mixture may produce an odor as it begins to ferment. Within 5 days, the seeds should sink to the bottom of the jar. Skim off any surface mold, and then pour the mixture into a strainer. Rinse the seeds well and spread them on a paper plate to air dry. Once they're completely dry, store the seeds in an airtight container in a cool, dry place. Now you'll have a head start on next year's garden. For more information about vegetable gardening and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.